This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
If something looks suspicious, it probably is.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Especially number two.
No jelly beans.
Number two.
No jelly beans that day. Someone's playing Bean Boozled with you.
Check the salt, the sugar, your shampoo. You should probably buy all new groceries for the day. Your old stuff has been tampered with.
If you can squeeze it, it's not what you think inside that container.
Thank you so very much for pressing play on the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It's a recap of some of the most, well, I was going to say best moments from the week, but they're just moments that happened that weren't as awful as the other ones. And this podcast is only available because people like you support the river. So thank you for everybody who got involved during the River Spring Share-a-thon. You're the best. If you didn't get a chance to give, you can still do that at givetotheriver.com. Thanks for listening, thanks for sharing, and have a happy Easter and kick off to April.
There are the Easter fan favorites, Reese's eggs.
Yes, please.
The chocolate bunny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are the mediocre but acceptables like M&Ms and jelly beans. Yeah, right? They're fine.
Not a big fan of jelly beans.
I'm not either, but a lot of people like them.
Okay, you have fine. To have the Starburst at least
jelly beans.
Because those are really like chef's kiss.
Valid point.
It's good.
Then there are the chaotic, controversial confections. And you know the one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Peeps.
Yep.
Peeps.
Nope. Why'd you have to ruin the conversation by bringing them up?
Because, well, that's the thing. In this room, I think we're all, for once, on the same page, which is a little crazy.
Uh-huh.
Peeps are a no-go. They don't bring too much to the table when measured against the other Easter candies. But recognizing that we're a very small survey pool,
mm-hmm.
so you can call us crazy if you want. You'll be wrong, but you can say it.
Whoa!
So what is your opinion of Peeps? 614-479-1049. Michaela, are you a fan of Peeps?
Yes. I'll say yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite kind that you always go for?
I always went for the pink bunnies. My grandma got them for me growing up, so I love them.
Uh-huh. Right, so Michaela is in for Peeps candy. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect name for this conversation.
Yeah.
Are you in for Peeps, and what kind's your favorite?
Yes. I like the bunny rabbit.
All right.
Very Eastery.
Yes, Candy,
calling
thank
us
you.
Crazy right now.
So that's mm-hmm. 2-4 Peeps.
Yeah.
And 2 for the bunny Peeps. It's not a peep if it's a bunny. It's what kind of, it's a nose wiggle. That doesn't make a noise, though.
It does not.
I'm doing it
right
now.
Stop doing that with your finger. That's
so weird. When you hear the name Peep, you think of a sound? The sound?
Well, it's a chick.
Peep.
It's a rubber. It's rubber. That's what I think of them. It's a
rubber chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So 3 in this room against 2 so far have called to say they're in. How
four
about
peeps.
You
yeah.
for or against Peeps? 614-479-1049. By the looks of it, we are fine. Guilty and fine. Why do you look guilty?
Listen, I typically don't feel guilty about donuts, but I do feel guilty from time to time about going out to dinner. Uh-huh. And
why?
I don't know. There's just like this inner struggle that I have, whether I'm going through the drive-thru or sitting down at a restaurant, that I feel guilty that I'm like, I don't know if I should be doing this. And I actually found out a few days ago, and I've been thinking about it and dwelling about it. Like 75% of Americans, like 7 out of 10 people have the same guilt about eating out at a restaurant.
You're
or
paying,
going,
right?
Right.
You're not doing anything to dupe the server.
Right. But I see it. I
the
guilt, feel guilty
the
for that.
Guilt
what?
Typically
yeah.
comes from, should I be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Should I be using my money for something else that is more important and more responsible?
All right. I guess I can see that because like, of all of us, I have the most perpetually guilty conscience. I just am always what have I done wrong? This, no problem.
Really?
I got no problem with this.
So, see, I don't have enough of a problem to stop myself, but I do feel that little tinge of guilt when I'm swiping my card going, this could have been budgeted differently.
Especially this could have been an email. Wait.
If you know the ingredients that went into it and you're like, I could have spent 70 cents.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm spending $12.
Well, I don't have so much guilt as anger when we go to like Panera and my kids get the $12 mac and cheese. I'm like, what are we doing?
It keeps getting more and more expensive. I love my Panera, but it's pricey.
Everything is so pricey, expensive. And this is what some people are doing in order to save money and still feel guilty while they're eating it. Is they order from the kids' menu.
Yes.
They look for coupons is another thing. And this is the best one, I think, that you can do is buy enough to have leftovers, because then you're basically grocery shopping.
Well, if you split the cost in half, so to speak, maybe. I suppose I could see that. Yeah, that makes
sense. But still, I feel guilty because I know I could have made it probably for cheaper. I can't be the only one. I mean, I know I'm probably the only one that feels this deep level of guilt in this room. But do you feel guilty about eating at a restaurant? Even if it's not like going to shatter your world, you just feel a little twinge of like, I shouldn't do this.
Are you trying to see if you're the only one right now?
Yeah. Maybe I'm the problem.
He wants camaraderie.
614-479-1049.
Guilt camaraderie is not the camaraderie that I'm looking for today.
Good news, bad news.
Yeah, it's good news and bad news. So if you have a sweet tooth and you want to get a little snack before bedtime, the good news is there are some sweets you can eat that will actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Really?
Okay.
Yes, like dark chocolate.
Ooh.
Dark chocolate consuming in moderation at least 1 hour before bedtime can help with a more productive night's sleep.
But I mean, what is moderation?
That's a solid question. I don't have those answers. Results may vary.
I was just really glad that you mentioned an hour ahead of time, because Hannah, I'm sure, would want to brush her teeth before actually going to sleep.
Of course.
And it would turn into mint chocolate if it was too close together.
I would have to swig some water before that.
Right. So
gross.
Regardless, you've got a time buffer there.
Yes.
Okay, if you like bananas can also help you sleep well because of the magnesium in a banana.
I like bananas.
Because I thought bananas are supposed to help energize you. Like if you're getting ready for a workout,
it's a miracle fruit.
I don't think it's an energizing thing. I think it helps with cramps.
Oh.
Helps your muscles not cramp up.
Oh, maybe that's it. Okay.
Peanut butter
is
rich in tryptophan, apparently. I didn't know this.
Really?
It's probably going to be more of your actual, like, legitimate peanut butter, not the Crisco peanut butter colored spread.
Yeah.
The fluff.
The fake stuff.
And then, so if you put peanut butter on a banana, win-win.
With chocolate.
A pre-workout snack, so I'm getting confused.
Yes. All you got to do is put peanut butter all over a banana and roll it in chocolate chips.
Yum.
Oh.
Yum. And then eat it with a side of popcorn, because popcorn apparently is supposed to also help you sleep with tryptophan.
You guys
can help with serotonin production.
You keep saying tryptophan. Is this Thanksgiving or are we eating turkey?
No, there's just a lot of other stuff.
On this list?
Turkey's the only one that has a tryptophan PR agent.
I just want to like circle today's date that Chad brought something that is so exciting to me and helpful. Normally it's clickbait news and I can't leave soon enough. Yeah. This is fantastic.
So the good news is if you have a sweet tooth before bed, you have permission to do that. The, the bad news is you're going to start getting ready for bed all day long.
Yeah. After a week of cleaning and prepping for the holiday weekend.
Immediately, it's too soon for this. Just immediately, no.
I don't like it.
Checking your grocery list and prepping the guest room for Aunt Linda and Uncle Tom and their six kids.
Chad, this is what's called being responsible.
Okay.
Take notes.
I'm listening.
Your mind starts to wander and your thoughts start to drift. And all of a sudden, you're just thinking.
Oh, goody.
Easter is that one time of year when it's perfectly acceptable to put all your eggs in one basket.
You'd better,
right?
If not, the kids are going to eat what's in it.
It's encouraged even.
Just thinking. Easter is like a culinary experiment where we try to see how many different ways we can consume eggs in a single day.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs and ham. I would like to do extra kinds of ham.
It's cracked up.
Just thinking. Easter is the best holiday if you're dieting. You can just eat eggs all day. Cadbury, but same thing.
Exactly.
Just thinking. A pro of being a grown-up is you can eat 28 Easter eggs and no one will stop you. A con is that you ate 28 Easter eggs and no one stopped you.
Hannah, can you, I got a piece of paper for you here. Highlighted and underlined words right at the top. Yeah, there you go.
Snack tips with Josh.
Get ready.
God bless America.
Absolutely. Salute. Let's sing the national anthem. Okay. McDonald's. Uh-huh. All right. America brought us McDonald's, which is now a global icon kind of place. America also brought us Krispy Kreme, a global icon kind of place. They're mashing up, my friends.
What?
By the end of 2026, every North American McDonald's will also sell Krispy Kreme donuts.
Stop.
Yes!
This is the best. Can you imagine the life hacks?
No.
Immediately just asking, going to McDonald's and saying, can I not have the bun on the Big Mac? Can I just have... Can I have three Krispy Kreme donuts?
Think of their breakfast. Like,
that made my skin crawl.
The steak, egg, and cheese bagel is my favorite thing. Can you imagine that with a Krispy Kreme donut on there?
The McGriddle.
No. Yes. Hold on. You do not throw away the pancake part of the McGriddle.
Put it in the middle.
Yes, exactly.
And make it a Big McGriddle.
We did it.
This is it.
Are going to be ill.
This is literally the diabetes starter kit. Next time you're in the drive-thru, just say, can I have the type 1, please?
Thanks for being here, Chad. Why do you have that look on your face?
I'm just saying there's a lot of cool things to do around Central Ohio during spring break.
Yeah.
COSI, the Columbus Zoo.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's construction on 270. There's a lot of cool things
time.
To experience, but maybe, just maybe, you're feeling like a quick road trip, and you you want the opportunity to get slimed.
Ew!
No.
Because now you can get slimed.
Oh, why, this is terrible.
Why would you want that?
At the Mall of America's Nickelodeon universe.
Oh, that kind of slime.
Yeah, so if you go there... You have until the 14th of April. They'll let you go into this container, and they'll dump slime.
I never needed to know what a booger sounded like.
No, do you remember those shows from your childhood where they would get slime, but then you would see people eating it?
Ew!
Like they're tasting.
I never saw that.
Like icing.
No, it's. I think it's probably more like an oatmeal consistency,
or
but
cornstarch
is something. Yeah, something like that. But it was the grossest when they would just be it dripping off their hair, and they're like, not bad.
And then immediately the allergy videos would play after that. The advertisements for like, do you have snot running down your face?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying if you want to spend $45. To a maximum of $55. Two people can get slimed at the same time.
Look, I'll just bring my niece and nephew over to your house. They'll just sneeze right in your face for you for free. Everyone is a suspect and nowhere is safe.
Uh-oh.
April Fool's Day is on its way.
I am not a fan of this day.
I don't trust you. I don't trust
good.
I don't trust
That's
you.
That's good because you need to prepare yourself.
Were you?
So to better protect yourself... Here are some survival tips to get you to safety this April 1st.
Please tell me that it involves digging a hole in the backyard and staying there until April 17th.
Close.
Okay.
Close.
Well, that gets you through tax day, too.
Right?
You're a twofer. You're so safe.
See how that goes. First, general, but should be, just has to be said, stay alert.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. Mm-hmm. Never let your guard down on April Fool's Day.
I never... knew I should look under my chair for the
air
horn.
You have to.
Yep. I sit
you
down.
Have to.
If somebody says, smell this.
No.
Do not smell this.
Okay. That's any day. That's any day.
Fair. Yes. But that's perfect.
I'm too trusting.
Leading into number two. If something looks suspicious, it probably is.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Especially number two.
No jelly beans.
Number two.
No jelly beans that day. Someone's playing Bean Boozled with you.
Check the salt, the sugar, your shampoo. You should probably buy all new groceries for the day. Your old stuff has been tampered
with. If you can squeeze it, it's not what you think inside that container.
This is April Fool's Survival Guide. Third thing. Cook your own food. Do not let someone else do the prep or place a plate of food in front of you.
Especially if it's somebody who would never do that on any
other
occasion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. They're not being nice.
No, they're not.
They have not changed their ways.
Extra helpful on April Fool's Day. They're like, Dad, can I go get you? I'm like, no, you cannot.
Yeah, not today.
You stay there
not.
So I can see you the whole time.
And finally, your survival tip for April Fool's Day. Super simple.
Yeah.
Sleep late, go to bed early. They can't get you if you're sleeping.
Yes, they can.
Well, but here's the trick. Here's the what you have to do.
Okay.
And I cannot stress this enough. Make sure you lock the bedroom door mm-hmm. and the windows and create a fort. Or else you'll set yourself up to be pranked like Annie James and Hallie Parker in the beloved 1998 remake of The Parent Trap.
Yes.
You should never be too old to have a little fun on Easter.
I disagree.
Now, what do you mean you disagree?
I disagree.
I
get off my lawn. I'm just kidding.
I agree. I want my kids to be occupied. Let's have some fun.
Well, but you should also have some fun on Easter. Easter is a celebration as we think about what Jesus has done for each one of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to have a joyous and hope-filled day, no matter how old you are.
Okay.
And, you know.
You're angling at something.
Possibly.
You know she is.
You know, what? It's common for kiddos to have Easter egg hunts.
Oh, I see.
But why and who says that there has to be an age that it stops?
Right.
So my question is, at what age did you stop having Easter egg hunts or did you stop participating?
Probably the age you realized that you can have a Facebook account and argue with people over ridiculous things.
That's probably...
That doesn't have to go hand in hand.
But it does.
Those are my eggs.
When I went to college, I think it probably ended
That's
for
where
me.
It stopped? And I'm sad for you.
Well, I mean, I guess even in my own family, it hasn't always stopped there. Just this past weekend, my mom put on an Easter egg hunt for my kids, age 19 to 13.
Okay.
And my 23-year-old nephew drove an hour and a half to be involved.
Good for him.
He came all the way over.
The experience of being a kid again.
Look, I am not quite a decade older than your nephew.
Okay.
And I am still participating in Easter egg hunts.
Well, you do you, Hannah. You have such a big smile. How could we argue?
Do the parents know? Or are you just like, oh, I just slipped one in my pocket. No one's going to know. Look, and Hannah has an egg.
The bunny comes to my house and the three grown children go running through the house for our Easter eggs.
Wow.
And so here's my petition.
Okay.
That Easter eggs should be for all ages, but you can make them more unique and more for the grown-ups if you want.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So for my family, the Easter bunny leaves dollar bills in the eggs.
Oh, okay.
So that's one idea.
Is there like a 401k matching Easter egg?
If only.
That would be cool.
Do you have any idea how hard you just made Easter for the Easter bunny? Twice as many eggs and more expensive.
And more fun.
For the people finding them. Okay. I feel bad for the rabbit.
So there are other options besides putting dollar bills in the Easter eggs. If you want to have an Easter egg hunt for the grown-ups, another thing that I do each year is an Easter egg fitness challenge. So I go to my gym.
Fitting all these
Savage.
Easter eggs in your mouth.
Yeah.
chocolate.
Immediately no.
And each egg has a different workout in it. And it's fun because you run around the gym and you open them up and you do a little, could be jumping jacks.
Did you hear
squats,
she was like, it's
something.
Fun.
It is fun. Uh-huh. It's a surprise
Who are you trying
inside.
To convince, Hannah?
Okay, not that one. Not that one.
The
okay.
air quotes were not bunny ears that she was putting out. Okay.
How about this one? This one could be for you.
Yeah.
You get like the kind of bigger Easter eggs and mm-hmm. you hide coffee gift cards. Throughout the house.
Fold them up.
I would like to shake your hand.
See?
And thank
See?
You for redeeming this ridiculous
and
idea.
And it doesn't have to be like 100 Easter eggs. There could be 3 in the house, and whoever finds them gets to take
With
it home,
obviously.
The
cost of inflation, there are going to have to be just 3.
Okay, well, if you don't want coffee, though, you could also do like it's called the scrambled Easter egg hunt, where the kids actually hide them throughout the house.
Mm.
And inside, they can put different requests for the grownups. So it could be like, I want ice cream for dinner.
It sounds expensive.
I'm not going to look for those eggs.
Yeah, I was like, nope.
But your kiddos will be laughing and smiling yeah, the whole time.
Yeah, that's for the kids, I guess.
Right.
All right, so I'm striking out here. If you have a strong opinion on this, if you're in your 30s and you're still doing Easter egg hunts,
see, this is where we should have started. Help Hannah not feel
off. Validate me. Help. 614-479-1049.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankindness.
It's usually the small things that tend to have the biggest difference over time. For example, donuts.
Well, yes. They those do don't have make to a be difference over time.
They don't have to be small, though.
Yeah, they don't have to like be. And sometimes like, if you're doing it right.
Like Dutch Heritage or whatever, like their donuts are as big as my forearm.
That's true.
It's so great. I love
God
those
bless
days.
God bless the USA.
You got it.
So a few weeks ago, I shared with a friend that that I was having some car troubles. I bought a fully electric vehicle last year and have fully paid the price for it since then. Once or twice even having to be rescued off the side of the road by someone in this very room. Hannah,
yeah,
you remember the day.
That was great.
Well, so
I laughed a little.
That electric vehicle, hashtag Nissan Leaf, back in the shop again for like the 20th time
come
in
on
a year.
No. Man.
And so sharing with a friend in our small group about this, and the beginning of the weekend, he called me up and said, hey, you still having some car issues? I said, yes. He goes, well, I'm going to be traveling all next week, and I won't need my car. Would you like to just drive my car instead
oh
of having
goodness
to Uber and like ask friends for rides and things like that? And I said,
oh,
yes, because Hannah will not share.
No, it was a
anymore
one-time thing.
Yeah, she won't pick me off the side of the road
well
anymore.
Well, she learned because you left all those donut crumbs in her seat.
Well, your dog Murphy didn't complain, so he was happy about those. But he was very, like, it's one of those things that kind of blows you away. Sometimes people are like, oh, yeah, I'll pray for you in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually just say, well, I can be an answer to your prayers for this segment of the race. So it was a small thing that, A, he remembered that I was having car issues. And then it was a small thing that he wasn't going to be using his vehicle. But it meant a lot to me that he was able to put those together and let me share a vehicle. So if you have a story of just absolute human kindness, something going on in your world, feel free to share that. 614-479-1049.
The world was made and it was good. Mm-hmm. But what does that actually mean? That is entry number 43 in the journal I'm writing. I'm going to give it to my kids after it's filled up. And
Josh.
Yes?
It's a diary. You write in it every day.
But
and you're writing to yourself.
Right. If I call
it's a diary.
The word diary doesn't show up in it. I thought you addressed a diary as Dear Diary.
Not necessarily, but go on. Continue.
It's a journal
continue
that I have.
Share about your diary.
Taking across my journeys in life. Anyway, entry number four. You have completely flustered me. Entry number 43. Mm-hmm. For my children, I want to rewind to the beginning of everything. God spoke and creation happened from nothing to all the somethings that we know. God called it good, and it included all the animals and plant species we've ever discovered, and even the ones now we're just starting to discover. We recently found like some Barbie pink sea pig thing that like
what?
Eats at the yeah, it does. It looks like an
a
actual
Barbie pink yeah sea pig.
Yeah, it looks like it. It's at the bottom of the ocean.
Please tell me you actually wrote that in your diary to your kids.
Bottom of the ocean sea dwelling Barbie pink sea pig.
That's written down.
Right there.
Yes, I love
right
this
there. I'll even try to draw a little
wow
stick pig.
That's amazing.
So we're starting to discover other creatures that God has made all those years ago. Remember, though, God has endless creativity. He made the world exactly how he wanted it. And part of that good plan, that perfect creation, includes you. You are loved and you are known. You are here because God wanted you to be in his world.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg, there's no like major prize, but would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request, but would you like and rate this show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a one-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5? Over 4.
And yeah, it's 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.